USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
13 people are now accused in a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The group includes 7 members of a Michigan militia who were plotting what the FBI calls a violent conspiracy to overthrow certain government and law enforcement components. Speaking to reporters on Thursday, Governor Whitmer thanked those involved in the investigation.
I want to start by saying thank you to our law enforcement. Thank you to the fearless FBI agents. And thank you to the brave Michigan State Police troopers who participated in this operation.
And many Americans tuned in for last night's vice presidential debate. Early numbers show that more than 50 million Americans watched Vice President Mike Pence and Senator Kamala Harris take the debate stage in Utah, up nearly 15 million from the debate between Pence and Tim Kaine in 2016. The debates have pulled a large viewership this election cycle, with last week's presidential debate being viewed by more than 73 million people. This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Both sides are claiming a clear victory after last night's vice presidential debate. Former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi helped prepare Vice President Mike Pence for the debate and tells Fox News that the vice president was more than up to the challenge of the debate stage.
He didn't need to read a policy book, and that was so clear last night. You know, Kamala could not answer the question on foreign policy. She talked about Joe Biden and unity, and the vice president just nailed it because he's lived this, he's been with the American people, and by President Trump's side for 3.5 years.
Bondi says she believes the vice president's message on unity was the strongest takeaway. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says concerns over the coronavirus have kept him away from the White House for the last 2 months. Speaking in Kentucky, McConnell says that while he talks to President Trump frequently, he hasn't gone to the White House since early August out of an abundance of caution. President Trump tested positive for the virus last week, along with several White House staffers and 3 Republican senators. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The latest figures from the Department of Labor show a slight drop in unemployment claims last week. About 840,000 Americans filed for first-time unemployment claims, down about 9,000 from the previous week. The report said the number of people continuing to receive unemployment benefits also fell to around 11 million. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow believes falling unemployment numbers show the economy is steadily improving. He told Fox News that while it will take time, things are getting better.
I think the labor situation is looking much better. We're moving in the right direction. I might add 2/3 of the returning jobs come from the lower wage end, so we're prospering there. It's a tough battle. It's not going to be done just in 5 months after the terrible pandemic contraction and all that went with it. But the reality is the economy is in the right direction. It still looks to me very much like a V-shaped recovery.
The National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Delta has strengthened back into a Category 2 hurricane, packing winds of 105 miles an hour. It's expected to bring life-threatening storm surge to portions of the northern Gulf Coast when it makes landfall Friday afternoon. Forecasters expect the storm to slow down later today, giving it further opportunities to gain strength. Hurricane warnings are now in effect from High Island, Texas, to Morgan City, Louisiana, with tropical storm watches extending to Bay St. Louis, Mississippi, and storm surge warnings over much of the same area. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.